MHKMeats.com.
And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMA, and we have President Richard Myers from K-State in campus or in studio, but we have a call on the line from Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, and we want to introduce you. Pat, welcome.
Good morning. President Myers, I wanted to personally thank you for the assistance that you guys sent over from the Kansas Forest Service that helped us in the Emergency Operations Center. They were great help, and don't get a chance to talk to you very often, so I thought I'd just call in and thank you online.
Well, Pat, thank you very much. And, of course, I'd like to take credit for some of that. But, listen, we want to be good partners, and our Forest Service piece of what we do is obviously really important to the state of Kansas. We've got some experts in that, and I'm glad they could be helpful. I know they like to be helpful. They're just really good folks. And so thank you for that comment. We appreciate it very much.
They helped us a lot and got us through kind of through until our daily meetings now. So appreciate all the help and appreciate all the work you do.
Pat, we're going to continue helping until we get through this. Well, we'll help forever, but through this current emergency, we know we have to do things 24/7 right now to keep the public informed and to be ready in case it turns out we flood. And we want to be a really good community partner. So ask for whatever you need.
All right. And we're running out of time here. So we wanted to talk about some of the recent honors that have gone on for around the university, either for faculty, students, administration.
Sure. So, one of the things a land grant's supposed to do is provide access to education. A lot of that involves first generation students. About 30% of our students are first generation, meaning they're first in their family to come to a university. And we were tabbed as a role model for first-generation student success. We were invited to serve as one of 9 institutions across the country in the inaugural First Forward Advisory Board for the Center for First-Generation Student Success. This is something that we take very seriously. We're going to be on this advisory board to help the other 80-some universities that are part of that be successful as well. So we have a lot of work to do there. We've done a lot of work. But to get a first-generation student through, sometimes they come from backgrounds where they don't have great financial resources and so forth. That's just part of it. Or maybe the studying at the college level is daunting. We've got to find ways to keep them here and make them successful. We've had some great scholars recognized. We got 3 Goldwater scholarships recently. They award $7,500 to those interested in engineering, math, or the natural sciences. And three of our students from Ellis, Leawood, and Wichita, 3 Kansas cities there that awarded those. We got 1 of 10 Cargill Global Scholar Awards, 1 of 10 in 2019. Went to Kaylee Bethauer, a sophomore in entrepreneurship from Lenexa. So, I mean, we keep doing pretty well when it comes to these kind of awards. We got 3 Fulbright recipients as well. Jacob Hunshu, a senior in anthropology and geography from Hillsboro. Sarah Mark from senior in secondary education, German and Spanish from Holton. And Hannah Harker, master student in second language acquisition, Spanish from Ohio. So, they compete for those. We've got great students that can compete very well, obviously. So we're really proud of them and many others. There's just lots of awards that accrue to our faculty and staff here, and there's not time to list them all. I'm sorry, we don't have the time to do that, but we'll put those in K-State today. People can read about their accomplishments.
Oh, yeah, I see those come in every day, and congrats to everyone doing well, and it just speaks to the caliber of the university, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. We think we do pretty good work, and always striving to get better, but we think we do pretty good work. Great place to come, so students, head our way.
President Myers, thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's it for us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. You can check this episode archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. Head on down to On Demand and look for In Focus. That does it for us here today, and we're going to have another K-State alum in tomorrow.
Yes, we have another great K-Stater coming in tomorrow. Jordy Nelson will be stopping in the studios, and I bet he'll be putting on some purple, too.
He might, and it's great to have him coming back to the community. He's had such a great career here at K-State, a great career in the NFL, and to have him come back and be part of the community again is awesome.
It's 10 o'clock at KMAN.